Master planning for the revitalization of the 77-acre former Army engine plant property in Stratford has officially begun. Joining us now for the first time on the show, and I hope it's not the last, Peter Cabrera is here, a principal and executive vice president of Point Stratford Renewal. Hey, Peter, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Melissa. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. First of all, talk a little bit about what PSR is, Point Stratford Renewal, for people who are not familiar.
Yeah, so Point Stratford Renewal is the entity that is acquiring the Stratford Army Engine Plant. So it was formed in 2013 by our partner, Ted Lane. And it's comprised of myself, Peter Cabrera, my father, Jim Cabrera, and Ted Lane are the three principals of the company.
Tell us about the former Army Engine Plant. It's arguably one of the most beautiful properties, I think, in Connecticut.
Sure. Yeah, it's got a great history to it. So in 1929, Igor Sikorsky moved his business from Long Island to Stratford, and they started out by building amphibious planes. Ultimately, he started inventing the helicopter here, and the first helicopter flight took place in Stratford, which is a very unique piece of history. Later, the plant transitioned into World War II support. So they built over 4,000 Corsairs here. And then it turned into a government-owned contractor-operated facility from after the wartime up until about 1998, when it was placed into the Army's Base Realignment and Closure Program and shuttered. And so it's been about 30 years since anything's happened here. So we're very excited to be moving forward with the redevelopment.
So let's talk about some of the entities at play here, Peter. I know the you've got the selection of Cooper Robertson, now Corgan, as the project's master planner and field operations as the landscape architect. Talk to us about these entities and their role, obviously, with the future of this property.
Sure. So when you're looking at taking on a site like this with a lot of complexity and scale, you have to bring in the best and brightest consultants. So we ran, the first thing we did was hired a guy by the name of Dev Hawley as the managing director of development and real estate strategy for our firm. And Dev brings a wealth of experience from the Walt Disney Company, Goldman Sachs, and most recently Yale University, holding senior executive development roles. We then ran an RFP process and selected five of the best master planning firms in the world and interviewed all of them. We ended up selecting Cooper Robertson, who was the master planner of Harbor Point in Stamford, which my father and Ted Lane worked on. They did the horizontal development of that site in Stamford, field operations as our landscape architect. They've done renowned projects across the globe, including the High Line and Domino Park in Manhattan. And we have Langan as our engineer, Moffitt and Nichol as our coastal engineer, HRNA providing Markel and fiscal impact analysis, and Sullivan and Lachine as our community engagement consultant. So we've really developed a world-class team to envision this site for the next 100 years. So coming up with a master plan that's durable, financeable, and will provide Stratford with an economic base to drive from, for the next 100 years.
So obviously you can go in so many directions with this, right, Peter? I mean, when you talk about a property, first of all, with this rich history, but also how vast it is, I mean, it's massive. You could go in a lot of different directions. So how do you even begin to figure out what is the right fit for, you know, for this property?
Yeah, so it's really twofold. The first is what we're very excited about is rolling out this community engagement strategy, right? So we launched our website, pointstratford.com, last night, and so that's up and running. We have a survey on there for the community to go on and be able to put their input in as to what they'd like to see built here. That's a critical component of figuring out what's going to be built here ultimately, is soliciting input from the community, understanding their needs, what their concerns are, and working closely with the mayor's staff and the stakeholders in town to figure out what exactly, you know, the town would like to see here. On top of that, there's deep market analysis that has to occur. We want to make sure that this is, not only a very pretty picture that we designed, but something that can actually get built. And something that can endure, future market uncertainties, which nobody has a crystal ball and nothing's exactly the way you plan it out to be. So making sure that this plan is something that can endure different market cycles over time and really serve as an economic driver for the town going forward, those are the two biggest components. It has to be feasible, and it also has to be aligned with the needs and wants of the community.
And again, that website, pointstratford.com, I'm going to attach it to your podcast, Peter, just so people have a direct place to go and that they can, you know, get involved with the process. I also know you're having a townwide public meeting Monday, June 29th at Stratford High School. So we'll put that information in as well for people. How long do they have to take that survey? Is there like a cutoff time?
Yeah, it'll be up until the 29th.
Okay.
So that meeting is an opportunity for the community to meet the planning team and to ask them specific questions about their disciplines. We'll have a presentation made outlining our process, and then we'll have different breakout tables available where you could walk up to our coastal engineer and ask about coastal resiliency. You could walk up to field operations and talk about the landscape and what you'd like to see along the waterfront and in the public spaces. So it'll be a very interactive public meeting and be really the first opportunity to engage the community with the planning team.
And my understanding is this public hearing happening, or meeting, I should say, on June 29th, that's going to be the first of three townwide meetings planned from now till the end of this year?
That's correct.
Okay. Yep. So plenty of opportunities. And do people, if you go to that Point Stratford website, will they be able to see when the upcoming meetings are? Like, what's the best way to kind of stay in the loop about everything?
Yep, that'll be the best way to stay in the loop. So it'll be on pointstratford.com is where we'll post updates. And then the mayor and his staff have developed a pretty robust communication system with the town. So it'll be kind of twofold, but we'll be posting updates on the pointstratford.com website.
Okay. Hold on one second, Peter, because I want to continue the conversation right after we take a quick break for traffic and weather. If you are just tuning in, welcome. Very exciting news. The master planning has started for Stratford's former Army engine plant site. This is 77 acres. It's beautiful, arguably one of the most beautiful waterfront properties in all of the state, honestly. And you can be part of that process and be part of the master planning and give your ideas and get engaged. Honestly, next month, there's going to be a public meeting about that. We'll keep talking about that. But I want to first ask Peter when we come back from the break about kind of the property cleanup. I mean, that has to be part of this process as well, and kind of get a timeline of what we can expect. Some exciting stuff happening in Stratford with the former Army engine plant. And we are getting the opportunity to speak with Peter Cabrera, who is a principal and executive vice president of Point Stratford Renewal. And Peter, I hope you'll come back on the show, because I think this is really, really exciting. We're seeing this happening in a lot of different areas, specifically in Fairfield County, which is the bulk of our listening for WICC. Mm-hmm. We've got Manresa Wilds that's in, yeah, kind of this process as well in Norwalk. We've got Great Island in Darien. And now you've got the former Army engine plant in Stratford. Like, I think it's really exciting. But one of the things I always like to let my listeners know about is that it takes steps before we start to kind of see the vision, the beautiful part kind of come to life, right? And so I wanted to kind of, yeah, backtrack really quickly and just talk about, I would imagine there's got to be some property cleanup. Maybe that's already happened or it has to still continue. Mm-hmm. Where are we at with that?
Sure. So we closed with the Army and took title to the property in April of 2024. And since then, we've been remediating the site. That can be really broken out into three different components and projects. So the first is the abatement and demolition of the existing structures. So there's 1.5 million square feet of buildings on the property. We're about 50% of the way through the building demolition. We're 100% complete with asbestos abatement. And all of the buildings will be demolished by February of 2027. So that's the first project. The second is the Tidal Flats remediation project. So that's a federally funded project that is the environmental restoration of the adjacent tidal flats to the site. So that was a long stalled project that we were able to step in and work with the Army and the Army Corps of Engineers to facilitate that remediation project on schedule. And that'll be complete in September of this year. And then finally, the big project we're working on is the coastal resiliency project. So the average site elevation is 7 feet. which is far below the FEMA floodplain of 14.5 feet. So as a result, we have to raise the entire 77-acre site out of the floodplain to bring it out to a developable level. And we're about 40% complete with that effort, and that'll be complete by December of 2027 in totality. So when you stack up the remediation and the planning effort, you know, we'll be submitting our general development master plan to the town in the end of this year in December. So that's the general time frame and, you know, what we've been working on in between, you know, closing and, you know, now with this planning effort.
Okay. So, Peter, in case people were tuning in late or maybe lost track of all the different timelines you just gave, when ideally, and it could be a range, when ideally could we start to see this property transform into what it could become, for example, if it does become kind of more of a public park or if it, you know, whatever that may be? When can people start to access? Maybe that's the best way to put it, is when can they start to enjoy it or access it?
Yep. So we think beginning towards the end of 2027.
That's not bad. Okay.
Yep. So we'll be starting construction. We have entitlements process that we have to go through with the town. So we'll submit our plan in December. We hope to wrap the approvals process up in June of 2027, and then we'd be ready to start the vertical construction, you know, in late 27.
So I'm going through in the commercial break. I started to go through the survey, and it's very thorough. I like it, though. I like it because it's really getting an idea of not just what you want to do. And again, I don't know how all surveys work, but what I like is it kind of gets the profile of the person who is then weighing in on what they would like to see with the property. So, for example, if you are a family with children, maybe you want more green space for them to play, a playground, what have you. But if you're maybe you are somebody who just wants to be able to preserve the environment because you enjoy just walking in the natural beauty. Like, I think it's interesting how your survey is, first of all, it doesn't take long to do it, but you start off with really understanding the profile of the person who's filling it out. I think that's kind of fascinating.
Yeah. No, it's intended to really understand the community as well as to understand what they'd like to see developed at the site, right? And they're different. Everyone has a different approach to this. There's a deep community connection to the site, given the fact that it employed up to 15,000 people at some points. So reconnecting the community to the site is of the utmost importance to us, and soliciting their input in this way, we think, is the best way to kick off that process.
It's, I never know where to go with this, Peter. And I always am. That's why I would love you to come back on the show when you can, sure, especially after these public meetings happen, because I honestly am always torn. So I have these ideas in my head, right? And I'm sure the average person does too, and I never know which way is the best way to go. For example, I went to Great Island recently in Darien, and at first, I'm thinking to myself, I enter the property, I'm like, this place is huge. It's massive. You guys could do a bunch with this. I mean, I could totally see you making a wedding venue here. This would be very cool. Or why don't you, revitalize some of the older buildings that are on property already and like make it, a great place for field trips. But then it's funny because then as I'm walking the property, I'm like, oh, man, it's so quiet. This is so nice. I think I could just stay here for two hours and pretend I don't work in the news industry. Like, I really flip-flop just being on the property. I must have gone back and forth between what I would personally love to see, not that my opinion matters, but it's hard. I don't know how you come up with the concept that would make sense for a property, especially one like this where you are waterfront. It does remind me a lot of the two that I just mentioned that are kind of in this process right now. How do you sort of determine what will make the most sense? Because, like, again, I'm on your survey right now. It's talking about, having, like, it's funny. It talks about, do you want rental property, owned property, senior housing there, shops, restaurants, whatever. And I think to myself, no, I'd love to keep it more natural. But then it gets to the part where it says, right, but would you like some community facilities maybe so that people can go and have field trips? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I love that idea. Or like, oh, arts and entertainment venue. Oh, I love that idea. And I'm like, wait, hold on. Wait, isn't that developing? So I really go back and forth on what to do with these types of properties. How do you strike that balance?
Sure. So the easy answer is we start by hiring, the best and brightest consultants to study this from a number of different ways. It's a delicate balance between what the community would like to see here, what the administration would like to see, and, you know, what's economically feasible. So it's really a big puzzle, if you will, to piece together and figure out what is their demand for, what can actually be built economically, and does that resonate with the community and their needs? I think looking at Stratford, right, you had at one point, as I mentioned, 15,000 people working here. This site created and generated a ton of economic impact for not only Stratford, but the surrounding area. And 30 years ago, it was completely shuttered. So coming up with a way, and not to mention it was federally owned, so not a taxpayer. So the town of Stratford has the opportunity to benefit substantially from the economic growth here. So balancing those things with key components like having enough open space, having enough civic space where the community is involved, you know, connecting the community and nature and the waterfront, all those different things. It's a giant puzzle that you kind of have to piece together with, you know, community input, with market input and analysis, and with, you know, site constraints and, you know, understanding the constructability of the site. It's really a big delicate balance of all those different factors to come up with, you know, what will ultimately be built here.
It certainly is, but it's exciting. It's a really exciting future, and I'm very excited for people to be a part of it. Again, we're going to put more information on our website, voiceofct.com, and mark your calendar for June 29th. If you care about this, be sure to take part in the townwide public meeting. It's happening at 6 p.m. at Stratford High School. Peter Cabrera, I really appreciate you and your team and what you are doing, and I hope you'll come back on the show and keep us posted on this project.
Thanks for having me, Melissa, and would love to be back on.
Perfect. Looking forward to it.